Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The right fielder, Dell Alston. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Renko. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Stan Przanowski. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Edwards trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alston. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norwood moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Essien to Edwards covering second. The throw back to home, and Norwood is out at the plate. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage throws to second for one, and Randall throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Essien moves to second. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Przanowski covering, for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Powell steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field. Alston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alston. Carew goes all the way around to score. Ford moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Lacey now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Alston reaches second base with a double. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cubbage. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duncan moves to third. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall bunts towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Norwood moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaverlow covering, for the out. Norwood moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Przanowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Alston moves to second. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Alston moves to third. Daryl Woodard pinch runs for Mario Guerrero. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Alston scores. Woodard goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Twins. Mike Marshall now pitching. Glenn Burke pinch runs for Willie Horton. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.